Ransom, fancy seeing you here. Me? I'm just here to help at your lovely wife's request. Why are you jumpy? It's almost like you've been avoiding me. Now, I know a good, God-fearing man like you wouldn't fuck me to orgasm, dump his hot load all over my face, and then just ghost me now, would he? Don't look so pale. I have no intention of getting you or I caught. Yet. You know, it's really nothing, but I thought we made it clear how much you needed relief and how much I enjoyed giving you that release. So why don't you stop avoiding me and give us both what we really want? Uh-huh. That's fine. You know, I thought I made it clear that you can keep your little wifey, even if she has no time or interest in you. Other than, you know, decoration and a wallet. Oh, come on. You can bluff, but I've known you for years. I know that you're the one that goes to bed all tired and frustrated. The one who gets all dressed up, wanting to carry his wifey home after one wine too many at his fancy adult fundraiser and benefits. You're the one who looks hungrily at me while I'm watching TV with the kids. And you're trying to be all prim and proper when you're driving me home. Thank you, by the way. Very nice. Yeah, you're very nice. The nice one. The one who's hungry for something. Anything. Anything just a little bad. Look, as long as I get that fat cock when and where I want it, you won't see any change in your life. Except you and I will have a bit more spring in our steps. Now, stop looking so guilty. Here comes your wifey and Father O'Leary.
Hi, Mrs. S. Evening, Father. Yes, Mrs. S, I did take your advice and make time to come help with your super important work. What's that, Father? You haven't seen me at church lately. Oh, well. Well, since I started college, I've had, like, no time for myself at all. What with work and school, I haven't even had time to get an amen or the Lord's name on my lips. Oh, Mrs. S, nonsense. You shouldn't have to carry all the fundraiser setup back to storage. Mr. S can get it while you get the kids to church, and since it's so much stuff, I can help him with the load. Where's storage again? Oh, the old choir loft? That's wonderful. I'll be able to attend Mass and help Mrs. S. Bye, Mrs. S! Bye, Father.
Now, come on, Mr. S. Let me help you with your load.
I think the choir's over by Father now. So, pretty sure we have the whole Walden loft to ourselves.
What do you mean, not here? First of all, it's anywhere and anytime I say. Second of all,
I think you need something like this here. You're so repressed that every time I hint at being bad, you get so hard. I can see you almost tearing through your pants. Admit it. You need me. You need this. You need it bad. You need it to be bad. You want me to be bad. It can't be a simple fucking church. No, I need to be bad for you. So bad you can't think about anyone else but me. Let me look at the grad. Oh, look at these old choir gowns. Let me slip out of this summer dress. What do you mean they might see us? From this angle? I don't think anyone but maybe the lector at the podium might see it. That's if I... jump. See? No one can see us. And with the crying room glass, no one can hear us. I can barely hear the church. But if it makes you feel better, as I slip on this old choir gown, I'll kneel. See? Now no one but you can see me. Mr. S, let me see your rod. Wait, no, I think I need to call it your staff. Oh no, this is bad, but it's not bad. But if you want to come in my mouth, I want you to say a few things for me. You don't have to say I'm so much hotter than your wife. You don't even have to say I suck you better than she ever could. Fuck you better than she ever will. And you think of me as you try and fuck her. You don't even have to admit that this cock is mine. And you're gonna do what I say and when I say it. We both know it's true. You're mine. Every time you ram that cock further down my throat, you state it clearly. say, accept this sacrifice. Or you tell me, body of Christ. And I'm gonna moan amen into your cock. What? You can only say, Lord, have mercy, or amen. Now fuck your little angel's face. Fuck my face. My throat while you watch your wedding ring sparkle. I can tell you're close. Come all over me, Daddy. Come all over me, Father. Fill me with your spirit. Come all over. My angelic gown. And your holy wedding ring. As you understand that you amen. Covering me with your spirit, amen. 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 Okay. Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. I may even confess this someday if I can find a priest cute enough. Go on, Mr. S. He joined the flock. Sit next to your wifey and two perfect kids with my drool. And your cum all over the inside of your pants. That's an order. I'll stay and clean up. And you'll make an excuse that I sat at the back because I had to go to a study group right after church or something. Now, no more avoiding me, okay? And I will let you know the next time I need you. And you will come when I call. And we will come when we meet.